Welcome to day 19. An Indian sage, Nisargadatta Maharaj, said to his followers, "Life is love, and love is life. What keeps the body together but love? What is desire but love of the self? And what is knowledge but love of truth? The means and forms may be wrong, but the motive behind them is always love. Love of the me and the mine." The me and the mine may be small or may explode and embrace the whole universe, but love remains. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. It can heal, inspire, and bring us closer to the higher self. Love is an eternal, never-ending gift to ourselves and others. And when we truly experience love, we find ourselves. Like a tiny spark that ignites a blaze that can consume a vast forest, a spark of love is all that it takes to experience love's full force in all its aspects, earthly and divine. The practice of living love exemplifies the unlimited abundance of the universe. No matter how many people you love, yourself, family, colleagues, the world, you can never run out, because at the core of your being, you are pure love. In ancient India, the ecstasy of love was called Ananda, or bliss consciousness. The ancient seers held that humans are meant to partake of this Ananda at all times. Living our lives with love for all beings helps us realize our spirit's true nature. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. Living from love attracts more goodness to you. Therefore, to experience true abundance in your life, live the love that you were created to be, the love that you are, and watch your life flourish in all ways. Practice living love today by simply offering a kind word or thought to everyone you meet, recognizing that the greatest gift you can give to anyone is love. As we prepare for our meditation, let's focus on today's centering thought. Today, I remember to love everything and everyone I come in contact with. Today, I remember to love everything and everyone I come in contact with. Now let's begin. Please find a comfortable position, placing your hands lightly in your lap and closing your eyes. In this moment, go within, to that place of inner quiet where we experience our connection to the higher self. Let go of all thoughts and begin to observe the inflow and outflow of your breath. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more relaxed, more comfortable, more at peace. Gently introduce today's Sanskrit mantra, repeating it mentally and allowing it to flow with effortless ease. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, sensations in your body, or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to mentally repeating the mantra. Sat Chit Ananda. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and at the end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell to indicate it's time to release the mantra. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. it's time to release the mantra. Please bring your awareness back into your body. Take a moment to rest, inhaling and exhaling slowly and deeply. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, carry the sense of living love with you, reminding yourself of today's centering thought. Today, I remember to love everything and everyone I come in contact with. Today, I remember to love everything and everyone I come in contact with. Today, I remember to love everything and everyone I come in contact with. Namaste.